With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. 2018 was a record year for beef exports. Livestock producers hear and see a lot of information on meat exports around the world, and U.S. Meat Export Federation is the leader in U.S. meat export data. Dan Hallstrom is with the USMEF and discusses how beef goes from the farm to the foreign consumer plate and explains that chilled meat exports have to move quickly from the United States to their foreign consumers.
In the case of the Asian markets that buy chilled beef and pork, for the most part, you're bringing the ocean containers into the slaughter plants. They're transported either by truck or by rail to the port. In the case of Asia, most commonly a port such as Oakland or Long Beach or, you know, Seattle. And then you have a situation where they're chilled, these containers, the product goes chilled. It's transloaded at the West Coast. The container is taken off the inland carrier, put on the ocean container, and then it goes over in a chilled basis all the way to the destination. Total time that you're talking about from slaughter to delivery over there on a chilled basis, it varies a bit depending on schedules, but I'd say you're in the 20 to 23, 24-day range.
Hallstrom also says there are niche markets around the world the livestock producers could work with to directly market their products around the world. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.